Boy, mommy's gonna love your woodblock macaroni Christmas paperweights you made her. Mommy's really gonna love them because you guys are gonna wrap them yourself, okay? Here's a little wrapping paper for you, son. Wrapping paper for you. Okay, ready, gentlemen? Let's wrap. So, I'll put this up. You guys need tape? Here's a little tape for you. There we go. And we put the bow on. And bada bing.
Papi. Papi.
Oh, yeah, these are nice.
I made that.
Yes, I know. It's so nice. It has that casual, raw, run over look.
I really have to go.
Last kiss. One more last kiss.
I really can't miss my plane to London. I have that exclusive interview with Prince Charles.
Well, why don't you interview me? I'm from a royal family. Oh, it's true. My Uncle Leo, he was the Muffler King of San Jose.
Really gotta go. I will see you next weekend.
Hey, Danny, Vicky left, huh?
Yeah. Joey, it's killing me. I can't keep living from visit to visit like this. You know what, Joe? It's time to finally settle down and start our lives together.
Well, thanks for the offer, Danny, but I'd really like to explore other options.
I'm serious. Vicky and I, we've been engaged for 6 months already. You know what? I'm going to sit her down next weekend, and we're finally going to set our wedding date.
Oh, I'm happy for you, pal. You know, you two really are the perfect couple.
Yeah, I guess we are. We have a lot in common. We're both right-handed. We both have brown eyes. We both prefer Greg Brady before he had his hair permed.
So I'll bet if a TV station wanted to test out a new game show called The Perfect Couple with me as the host, that you two would be perfect contestants.
Yeah, I guess we probably would. And I have a feeling we probably are.
Thank you so much, Danny. I knew I could count on you. DJ and Steve agreed to be the dating couple, and I'm sure that married couple would be a snap to find them.
I believe that ding-dong talked us into being contestants on that goofy game show. Yeah, well, we're stuck. You know what? I think we should practice.
Why? Joey said they're just going to ask us some questions to see how well we know each other.
Becky, I'm a very complex person. There are a lot of facets about me that you don't know.
Really?
Yes.
Like what?
Well, like what if they ask you this? What if they ask you, what does Jesse want for Christmas?
The Colonel Parker peppermill to go with your Elvis spice rack.
Okay, that was an easy one. What if they ask, what does Jesse eat when he sneaks down for his midnight snack?
Chicken.
You've been following me?
When you get back into bed, you smell like Colonel Sanders.
Oh. So you think you know me? You think you really know everything about me?
Sweetheart, you are totally predictable.
Predictable? You're saying I can't believe you said that. I'm predictable.
Jess, where are you going?
Oh, if I'm so predictable, why don't you tell me? You know everything about me. Where am I going?
Do what you always do when you're angry. Tune up your Harley.
Wrong. Just gonna go and sit off it.
Hey, where's my perfect woman?
Hey.
How are you?
Good. You know, you guys are gonna kick butt on Joey's game show tonight. You two are better together than waffles and mustard.
Yeah, well, just in case, I'm wearing my lucky ring.
You have a lucky ring?
Yeah, see, my Uncle Artie gave it to me.
You have an Uncle Artie?
Yeah, you know, of course I do. You know, he's the guy who taught me how to juggle.
You juggle?
Yeah, here, look, here, check it out. Okay.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah? You should see me with canned hams.
What's amazing is I never realized how little we know about each other. I mean, Steve, think about it. What's our relationship based on?
You're cute. He's got a car. What's the problem?
Teach, we love each other. You know, what else do we have to know?
Everything. I mean, who are you?
Okay, kiddies. Tonight, I'm not your sister. I'm not your cousin. I'm your babysitter. Now, I think you'll find me tough, but fair. Do we understand each other?
I don't think so. You want me to talk to them?
No, I think I've made myself perfectly clear. I'm in charge, and you're not. Okay, Alex, let's get your pajamas on.
Forget it.
Okay. Nikki, let's get your pajamas on.
I don't wear that. Who's in charge now?
Nicholas, get back here.
This should be a fun night.
Places, everybody on the set, please.
Come on, Deej. I mean, how can you say we don't know each other? I told you my deepest, darkest secret.
Steve, a lot of guys watch Oprah. Sweetheart, do you want a glass of water?
No, thank you.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because I know how dry your throat gets when you get a little nervous.
Oh, that's right. I'm so predictable, right? You know that my throat. Water, please.
Danny. Tanner, and Buddy Starr, producer of The Perfect Couple.
Pleasure.
Yeah. Listen, your fiance, Vicky, called, said she'd be a little late.
Really?
I want you to meet your new fiance. This is my assistant, Estelle.
And I won't get you coffee either.
All right, is everybody ready? Okay, now we're having fun, we're in love, we're on TV. Cue the music.
Here they are, see the love. She's the perfect girl, he's the perfect guy. The perfect couple, heart to heart in the U.S. of A.
Hi, folks, welcome to our show. I'm your host, Joe Stone. Tonight, folks, we're going to find out which one of these dynamic duos is the perfect couple. Okay, let's bring back the guys. Guys? While you were gone, we asked the gals some questions to find out just how much they know about you.
What could she possibly know about me?
I know you're a whiner.
Okay, let's start with our dating couple. Steve, we asked DJ...
Why bother? I thought we knew each other, but we're like complete strangers.
What? How can you say that? You know, DJ, this is starting to get on my nerves.
I'm very serious.
Hey, come on, you two. Don't fight. You're such a sweet couple.
Cut! Stone, bring those rented teeth over here. Listen, I never want to hear the expression sweet couple again. Now, the idea of this game is to embarrass people, get them to butt heads.
Okay, let's get back to DJ and Steve, who were about to rip each other's heads off.
Can we just get back to the game?
Steve, we asked DJ what fish you think she kisses like.
Fish? I don't know, what, flounder?
Flounder?
Ouch, that is one big ugly bottom feeder. Let's see what DJ said.
Well, I hope Steve would say I kiss like an angelfish.
Oh, tropical fish are allowed? Well, then obviously it's angelfish. Come on. You think I wouldn't
I
say angelfish if I knew tropical?
Whoa, looks like this relationship is floundering. Okay, let's go back to Mr. Ball and Mrs. Chain, Jesse and Rebecca.
Okay,
Jesse, we asked Rebecca, what would you say is your obsession?
Well, she thinks she knows me so well, so she's probably going to say my obsession is my hair. But I'm going to throw a little curveball here, because I have a brand new obsession. My obsession is proving to her that I'm totally unpredictable. Match that.
Okay, let's see what Rebecca said.
He's definitely preoccupied with his hair.
Aha! I knew it.
But lately, he's been trying so hard to be unpredictable, he's actually become obsessed with that.
Danger, 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 we have a match. Okay, let's move on to our engaged couple.
We are not engaged.
Danny, what song did Estelle say you'd most like to hear at your wedding?
Only Vicky knows our song. And it's love will keep us together.
Well, let's hear what Estelle had to say.
Well, he's kind of high-strung, but sensitive. Like Bernie, my third husband, his favorite song was Love Will Keep Us Together.
Ding, 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 shoot me through the heart with a bow and arrow, folks. We have a match.
Nikki, Alex, when I catch you guys, you're going to be in trouble.
Finally caught him.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
More than the middle of the Tootsie Pop.
You think you could do any better?
Get ready to feel stupid. Alex, want your red pajamas?
I like red.
Nikki, you want your blue pajamas?
I like blue.
You mean they freaked out just because I gave them the wrong pajamas? Why didn't you tell me?
Because you're in charge and I'm not.
Michelle, I'm sorry. I guess you're right. I do need a little help. So what do you say? Want to give me a hand with these little twin terrors?
Well, since you asked nicely...
Boys, time for bed. Attention! Stomachs in, shoulders back, fingers out of your nose. Forward march! Hop, 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 hop,
hop. Naked on a Stairmaster.
What?
This is insane.
Well, let's see what Danny said.
I'm in a crowded health club, and I'm naked on a Stairmaster.
Boxer shorts and mow the lawn. We have a match.
What are you, a witch? How could you possibly know my recurring nightmare?
You're not alone, Cupcake.
Okay, it's time to wake up our old married couple. Rebecca, we asked Jesse.
I'm sorry, but I've been having a little fun teasing Jesse about being predictable, but I see that it's really bothering him, so rather than match his answer again, I'm just going to pass.
No, don't pass. Just say anything. Just make something up.
Well, let's hear what Jesse said.
Let her match this. I pass. This is ridiculous. You know, the magic is gone. There's no mystery. You know me better than I know.
You know yourself.
See?
Oh, I'm sorry. Honey, I'm sorry, but what's wrong with that?
I'll tell you what's wrong with it. I mean, how would you like it if someone knew your every thought? You know, your every need, your every desire. Actually, it doesn't sound that bad.
Sweetheart, don't you see? The reason I know you so well is because I love you so much.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. I've been acting silly. You know, my whole life I wanted someone that knew me this well, that knew me this intimately, and I got it. I'm a very lucky guy.
Rebecca, you gonna let him talk to you that way?
Butt out, Stone.
Yeah, Stone.
Did you know I was gonna do that?
Huh? Sweetheart, where are we going?
Like you don't know.
You two, where do you think you're going? You can't leave. Come on, hey. Well, I guess they're going to duke it out in the parking lot. Okay, let's get back to DJ and Steve.
Let's face it, we're never going to know each other as well as Jesse and Rebecca, or even Dad and Estelle.
The way I look at it, everything new I learn about you is like another surprise. You know, it's like unwrapping a new present. You know, it makes every day feel like Christmas.
Well, Steve is laying it on pretty darn thick right now. He's in trouble, folks.
He's not in trouble. That was really beautiful.
Boy, the fur is really flying. Well, darn, we are out of time, and I guess that means our perfect couple with the perfect score is Estelle and Danny! As for your grand prize, you two will be spending a fun-filled romantic weekend in Cabo San Lucas! Well, folks, that's our show. I'm Joe Stone saying, may all your couplings be perfect.
Good show, everybody. You're not bad, Stone. If you're that vicious with your family, think what you could do with strangers.
Well, I am thinking about it, and I can't spend the rest of my life humiliating people. I'm turning in my teeth.
Hey, pal, the hair stays too.
Danny, I know I'm late. I'm sorry. What did I miss?
Oh, not much. Estelle and I just want a trip to Cabo.
We'll send you a postcard.
Who is that?
One half of the perfect couple. Vicky, where were you?
I know you're angry, but when you hear where I was, you're going to be happy. I was in a meeting with the head of the network. Danny, I'm going to anchor the network news in New York!
New York? The Big Apple, New York? You can't catch a cab in the rain, New York?
Yes, yes, and I don't need a cab because I got a driver.
That's great. What's going to happen to us?
Well, nothing. I'll just be based in New York instead of Chicago. I mean, things will be exactly the same between us.
I don't want things to be exactly the same between us. I want things to get better and closer, not farther and worser. Vicky, I wanted to sit down with you this weekend and finally set our wedding date. When are we going to start our life together?
Well, this does complicate things. I guess we'll just have to wait a little longer.
I can't do that. It hurts too much being apart all the time.
I know it hurts me, too. I just don't see any other way for us. I mean, unless you move to New York.
You know I can't do that. I mean, I can't uproot my family. If it was just me, I'd be there in a second. But everything in the world that's important to me is right here in San Francisco. Except you.
Oh, Danny, you're very important to me, too. I can't turn down this job. I mean, I've always wanted to be a network anchor. I mean, when I was a little girl, I played with a Barbara Walters doll.
You know how you feel? I had a Hugh Downs lunchbox. Well, I can't ask you to give up your dream. So I guess I'm going to have to give up mine.
Are you saying that it's over?
Yeah, I guess I am.
I do love you.
I love you too. I guess that's not enough, is it?
I guess not.
I'd love to tell you that I'm fine. I'd also love to tell you that the Giants won the World Series and we've seen our last Rocky movie. The truth is, girls, I'm miserable.
Well, it could not make you feel better.
Normally, that's my idea of a happy meal, but I don't have much of an appetite right now.
You understand, Dad. We're gonna miss Vicky, too.
I know. I just thought I finally found somebody that I could spend the rest of my life with.
Dad, what could you do? You and Vicky just wanted different things.
Yeah. I don't know. I had this fantasy. I was hoping that Vicky and I could settle down and you girls could finally have a mom again.
Well, if you haven't noticed, I think we're doing pretty great the way we are.
Yeah. At least we got each other.
Does that cheer you up?
You better believe it, sweet. Come here. Thank you, girls.
Dad, if you don't want this to melt...
No, I'll split it with you. It's not a problem. I'm getting hungry by the second.